My odyssey to Atlanta actually began when I was much younger in Mobile, Alabama. The man who lived next door to us was running for a position on the school board. And I think I must have been about 12 or 13 years old. And one night I was looking out the window and all of a sudden all of these cars drive up and it was the Ku Klux Klan. They all had on white sheets. They put a cross in front of the house, they set it on fire, and they began to use their rifles and shoot into the house. I was so mesmerized until I was unable to move from that window. But I kind of made up in my mind at that point in time that I am leaving. I am getting out of here. And I did. First stop was in Tuskegee University, where I went to school and received my degree. While in school, I got married to a military man. We lived in a number of cities and states. One of the places, though, that I stayed the longest was Baltimore City. My marriage crumbled. I got a divorce, and then I was living in the city, fully immersed in the environment of the city. There were a lot of people there, and yes, they had good jobs. I had what was quote-unquote a good job, but they had no power, and I saw them doing absolutely nothing as far as cultural things are concerned. I tried to take my children to things, because in Baltimore, you could take your children to the shows for a little bit of nothing. Well, being a single mom of two children, this was absolutely ideal for me. But when I looked around in the audience, there were no other black people there. It was all just white people. It didn't matter whether the show was an all-black cast or an all-white cast. It did not matter. Well, came to visit my sister Pat in Atlanta one time, and I was like, oh, wow, people are doing things down here. And plus, they've got green grass and trees in the city. In Baltimore, we have concrete, you know, and I just was just so impressed with all of that. And then you saw a whole group of black people who were involved in politics. They were involved in the arts and they were doing things. They were making strides. I did not see that in Baltimore. So I went back to Baltimore, and 6 weeks later, I was in Atlanta. Packed up kids, car, furniture, everything, no job. Moved in with my sister Pat. But I was here.